Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we are continuing our discussion of the soon return of Jesus Christ to this earth. We're considering it in terms of the big picture to give us an overview to understand what's going on and to keep us from being afraid as we see increasingly difficult times coming on this earth. The second coming of Jesus is about the return of Jesus to this earth to complete the plan of redemption. God's plan to have a family of holy, righteous sons and daughters on this earth made new and freed from the effects of corruption and death. And that's a good thing. Now, we are going to see increasingly difficult times on this earth prior to the return of the Lord. But the Bible assures us of God's provision and protection. And that's what we're focusing on for the rest of this week. The Bible reveals that just before the Lord's return to this earth, a final world ruler will preside over a worldwide government, economy, and religion. Revelation 13 makes this clear. Conditions are now setting up, which will pave the way for this final ruler and his worldwide kingdom. And we're going to see stuff that disturbs us. Number one, America has to decline as a world power, so that the center of power can shift back to the lands of the Roman Empire, the former Roman Empire, the region defined in Scripture as the hub of this final world kingdom. America's decline has begun, and it's going to continue. As we see our political leaders make decisions not in the best interests of America's national sovereignty, don't scream at the TV, don't be freaked out. Look up or be elated in joyous expectation because redemption is near. That's what Jesus said in Luke 21, verse 28. We're going to give up more and more of our national sovereignty to global organizations and global campaigns. We have to fight global warming. We have to fight global terrorism. All those things sound lofty, but it's working into the consciousness of the world that we give up our own national interest for the sake of the world. And it's making people open to the idea of world government and world leaders. Don't be afraid or frustrated by this. Recognize what's happening. And we're going to see increasingly challenging things in the church. The Bible's clear that there will be an apostate church that has abandoned the basic doctrines of the Christian faith and will accept and worship Satan's counterfeit of Jesus. Many seeker-friendly churches have left orthodox doctrine in favor of cultural relativism and inclusiveness or cultural relevance and inclusiveness. We've got people like Oprah Winfrey. I'm not knocking Oprah. I'm praying for her. She needs Jesus big time. She mixes Christian principles with Eastern religions, concluding that all paths lead to the God within us. And she's got a large platform to reach a lot of people. True Christians, people who adhere to what the Bible says about sin and our need for salvation and morality, we're going to be increasingly labeled as haters and bigots. You're going to just have to accept that and deal with it. All of us are going to have to decide, are we willing to maintain and uphold Bible standards even in the face of increasing persecution from the world? Both Jesus and Paul said that the times leading up to the Lord's return would see increased sin and religious deception. Well, I could do whole lessons on that, but all you got to do is look around and you see this is happening before our eyes. If there ever was a time to get good, solid Bible teaching, friends, it's now. Not a pep talk, not an inspirational talk from your life coach up on the pulpit, but accurate knowledge. Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 13 and through 14, evil men and seducers are going to get worse and worse in the last time. Wicked people, sinful people, and deceiving people. But he said, but you know the holy scriptures, which have made you wise unto salvation. Continue in them. That's always his message. Stay in God's word. Paul said that when people abandon God, which is happening big time. It leads to a downward spiral that results in the development of a reprobate mind. I don't have time to read it, but you can read it in Romans chapter 1, verses 21 through the end of the chapter. A reprobate mind is a mind that is unable to make decisions in its own best interest. We're going to see more and more reprobate decisions in society and government, where laws will be passed, proclamations will be issued, and you'll think, how can they not see that that is horrible? It's no good. It's destructive. Well, it's because they've abandoned God and their minds have become reprobate, unable to make decisions in their own best interest. It already is, and it will be increasingly difficult to watch this unfold. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, Peter writes how righteous Lot was vexed by what he saw around him when he lived in Sodom before it was destroyed. We're going to be increasingly vexed by the immorality that we see, by the reprobate decisions that we see made by people in authority, decisions that affect our lives, and we're going to be increasingly vexed by what we see in the church as the church backs away from biblical Christianity. Our lives will be increasingly affected by all of this in negative ways, and we need wisdom from God's word about how to navigate through all this. Now, the big question is, how bad will things get before we're taken off the earth? Well, we can't say definitively, but consider these points. Society will not collapse before we leave this earth at the catching away of the church. Jesus, when he was giving signs of his return, Matthew 24:38 says, as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be at the time of my return. People were eating and drinking and marrying. In other words, normal societal cultural activities will be taking place. In Luke, he says that people will be doing regular business. So society's not going to collapse based on that. And this final ruler is going to have something to rule over. Once he comes on the scene, there will only be 7 years until Jesus returns. So that's not enough time to rebuild if all of civilization is destroyed. Now, will us here in the United States, will our standard of living change? Well, can't really say. But poor leadership, reprobate decisions, and increased warfare in the world will have an effect on our economy. And we'll reap the consequences. That's just part of it. If gas prices go up, you either drive less or spend money on gas that you would have spent elsewhere. Will we in America experience persecution? Well, we already are in terms of increasing attacks on the freedom of religion that's directed at Christians. You can say anything you want about anybody, unless you're a Christian. You know that. If we publicly take stands on moral issues, we're haters and we're bigots. So there already is persecution. I could give you examples, but you know what I'm talking about. How far are these attacks going to go? Will it go beyond curtailing freedom of speech to physical persecution? It's really impossible to say at this point, but God's grace is available for whatever we need. When the first martyr, Stephen, was martyred, stoned to death in Acts 7, really it's an amazing passage when you read it. As he was being stoned to death, which is a horrific way to die, the heavens opened, he saw Jesus, and Jesus was there to strengthen him with the grace needed to the point where he was able to say, Father, lay not this sin to their charge. He's forgiven his killers. We have all kinds of accounts of first century Christians who were killed for their faith, thrown to the lions, burned alive, and we've got accounts of them singing and praising God. You can't do that by natural human power. That was God's grace, his supernatural sustaining to enable them to deal with it. And it'll be there for us if we need it. See, this is why we need to take our attention off of details that are not yet clear. We've discussed this. Much of the symbolism used in regard to the return of Jesus, nobody knows what it means yet fully. Nobody does. That's why we need to take our attention off things that aren't clear, such as who's the Antichrist or what does 666 mean. It'll all be clear when it unfolds. We need to spend our time building our faith in God's provision and protection. We started out several weeks ago in Matthew 24 when Jesus told his followers that the temple was going to be destroyed. When Jesus told his followers that the temple was going to be destroyed, they asked him, "What'll be signs that your return is near?" But they weren't freaked out by his statement that the temple was going to be destroyed. They knew from the prophets, what you and I know is the Old Testament, that the Lord's establishment of his kingdom on earth will be preceded by war in Israel. Zechariah 12 and Zechariah 14 talk about it. They also knew that the leader of the final kingdom in place at that time will bring tribulation to this world, great tribulation. Daniel wrote about it. He reveals a lot about this final ruler. But they were also assured from the prophet Daniel and the prophet Zechariah that God will protect and provide for his people. Now, Jesus reaffirmed that in his answer to their questions. I don't have time to read it. I realize in this series I'm not actually reading a lot of verses. It's not because they're not there. It's because what is about a 6-week series would take 12 weeks if we read every verse here. We'll be happy to send you the outline with all the scriptures in it if you contact us. But Jesus, he tells them the signs that will indicate his return is near after he tells them the temple's going to be destroyed. But instead of them being freaked out, he gives them instructions. He gives instructions to those who are actually going to live through these final years. He tells them, when you see this final ruler desecrate a rebuilt temple in Jerusalem and set up a statue of himself to be worshipped, get out of Judea, which is the region around Jerusalem, get out immediately. And he specifically tells them, head for the mountains, hide. And that agrees with what Zechariah said. At the coming of the Redeemer, you're going to have to flee to the mountains. John in Revelation revealed that the earth is going to protect God's people. People who are here on the earth will be protected. A lot more to talk about tomorrow.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison, at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.